Welcome to the Pipeline Podcast, a podcast that features an entertaining and educational discussion on heavy construction. I'm your host, Scott Jennings. I'm a former construction company owner, a professional engineer, and now a full-time consultant for folks just like you, contractors, engineers, project owners, attorneys, you name it. Join me each week to learn something new about construction, engineering, dispute resolution, estimating, scheduling, or who knows what. Off we go. Work safe. I'm Scott Jennings, and today we're discussing increased profit by Rule of 27, Executive Summary. Most decisions can be further analyzed by collaborative or self-inquiry. When looking for ways to decrease costs on the job, ask yourself 27 questions. And by the way, you got to make up all these questions. Two variables in the profitability equation. Okay, profitability, I've talked about it before. It basically is the difference between the revenue you bring in and the money that goes out the door. So to maximize profit, you've got to either bring in more money or you've got to spend less money on the effort. That widens that gap between the revenue and the expense. It's only two numbers there, folks. So here we go with Rule of 27. So there's a way to decrease cost in everything you buy on a construction job site. The obvious way is three quoting. Now, that's a term I've heard before. You might have heard of it too, where we got to go out and get three quotes. So you go out to get prices on widgets, and that package of widgets is 10 bucks. The other guy wants 12 bucks, and the third person wants 15 bucks. Well, you choose the cheapest widget producer, and then you go with that actual supplier or subcontractor, whatever it is. But that method aside, how else can we drive the cost of things down and get the best value or the lowest cost for our actual job site? The avenues to cheaper costs lie in the success of your brainstorming, whether you're by yourself or you collaborate with the peers or your staff in the office, whatever it is. Even if only one of these 27 ideas is successful, you save money and you really haven't spent that much time on doing it. So I went through my own little practice session here before I wrote this article just to give you an idea how this works. So I developed a list of questions, 27 questions, that all have to do with the purchase or the procurement of a concrete precast beam. Are these questions perfect? No. Are they all questions? Kinda not. The goal here, though, is to get you thinking about how can I make this cheaper? And the ultimate goal here, too, is to build some muscle memory. So every time you have a task like this, rule of 27, let's get 27 questions, because one of these 27 questions, or several of them, can lead to a cheaper cost on the job, make more money, be more successful, be more profitable. So here we go. Rule of 27, this took me 6 minutes to put together. I've already written them down, so I'm just going to rattle them off. It'll just take probably a minute or two, but here we go. So rule of 27 on the precast beam purchase. Boom. Number one, what are the materials that comprise a precast beam? Can we get the water cheaper? Can we get the cement cheaper? Can we get the aggregate cheaper? Can we get the strand cheaper? Can we modify the strength of the rebar or strand and decrease the steel in the beam? Can the embeds for, say, the overhang brackets, can they be included in the price of our beams? Can we fabricate the beams off-site? Can we fabricate it in a cheaper shop? Can we fabricate it closer to the site to reduce driving cost? Can we go with a different material, like steel or timber? Can we provide the PE seal or the PE stamp, or can they at a reduced price? Can we offer a more efficient design based on the fabricator's design selections in the yard that they actually have? Can we install it cheaper? Can we use our own crane? Can we use someone else's crane? Is it one crane, or will two cranes be cheaper and faster? Can we install it at night? Can we install it on a weekend or a holiday? Can we get a better trucking rate? Can we provide pilot cars at our cost? Can we make a combination deal with our trucker on this job and the other job down the road and combine that and kind of get economies of scale and reduce the delivery cost? 22. Can we use a different machine other than a crane? Lift it from a barge or use a forklift on the ground? Can we, modify the hoisting? Can we use different rigging or include rigging in the cost of the beam? Can we arrange better terms on the purchase? Can we pay a deposit up front? Can we negotiate or offer a net 5% discount on payment? And then number 27, can we get a discount on storage at the yard? Are those all great ideas and they're all going to save the company money and we're going to make a fortune? No. But there might be one in there like, I didn't think about that. Maybe we can lift all these beams with a forklift. Might sound a little bit cheap, a little bit non-traditional, but if the forklift can do the pick and the forklift's on the job and I don't have to bring in a crane, I just saved a day or a week's worth of crane rental. Brilliant. So you never know what's going to come from just brainstorming these ideas. Again, the goal of this exercise is to get you and the group thinking and to develop the muscle memory. A month ago, we had that issue. We did Rule of 27. We just spit out all these ideas and two of them popped out. We saved $15,000. Great. This list, like I said, took me 6 minutes. 6 minutes to save $15,000, $1,000, $250,000. Probably worth it. You can use this process while you're bidding to try to actually lower the cost of bid time. Or if you're the project manager or you're on the project management team out on the job site, well, you know, they did it with these two, you know, large crawler cranes. We don't really need that. We can use a smaller squirt boom and a forklift and we can, you know, save $70,000 on the hoisting over the course of the job. Brilliant. You know, you save money and that's really good. You can ask yourself a lot of questions. Some of them may sound stupid, but take them in from everywhere like rapid fire. My story. I did a project in Waikiki where there was a requirement to install sheet piles and then leave them in place. And we weren't going to be down in this hole, so water tightness didn't matter. The only thing that was really specified was the actual section mileage of the sheet pile. And most people, you know, when they get sheets, they get PZs or AZs, and these are the ones on the market and are most common, at least in my career on the West Coast and in Hawaii. That's what most people turn to, but you know, I got these. I went out and I found a section mileage, which was big enough, and it's just really weak rolled ends of the sheets, which they weren't designed to be waterproof. We just drove them in, and they just stayed there, and we dug a little bit down below the face of them, and we used it a little bit in cantilever while the job was going on. But at the end of the day, we weren't below the water table, and all they had to do was hold back some dirt with a certain section modulus, and boom, it was done. We spent peanuts on those sheets rather than getting the traditional PZs or AZs, which are nice, but you get them new, they can be spendy, and we didn't have any old ones, you know, running around on the island. So that was we got them brand new, and that was just a really good way to go. Don't remember if maybe no one wanted them. They were sitting in a yard somewhere outside of Cleveland or something like that. But anyway, point is, we thought a little bit outside of the box. It's not exactly an apples to apples comparison of what this Rule of 27 is, but I think you catch my drift. Just thinking out of the box is the goal here. It was near zero effort to get those actual sheets. It took some calling around, a little bit of sweat equity there on the phone, but it got it done. It also didn't take 27 questions to get to that solution. That one came up pretty quick. But anyway, my point is that this Rule of 27 really get the mind thinking and the minds thinking on the job site. Great way to save money. Great way to do an activity safer. Great way to decide on maybe a different form system, a different way of building something. So whether it's means and methods and finding a better way to do that or pricing something different, or like I said, you know, just something which can be done in a safer manner. Rule of 27, spit them on the board, get 27 out there, and you're sure enough to find something in there that makes the process better, saves you money or whatever. Who knows? Work safe. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Pipeline Podcast with me, Scott Jennings, your host. Thank you for sharing a few minutes of your day with me. I hope you learned something or at least you enjoyed the podcast. I hope you'll recommend us to a friend. With hundreds of construction and engineering projects under my belt from coast to coast and in Hawaii, I'm equipped, my company's equipped, to assist you in matters of claim preparation and support, scheduling, professional engineering, pre-con services, project management, litigation support, you name it. Find me at sjcivil.com. That's sjcivil.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again next week. Work safe.